So we're on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. We're trying to finish up the sugya of Charufasi Mahu with regard to Chetzi Shivcha, Chetzi Bas Chorin. We know that there's Machlokas in the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph about Shivcha Charufa. What's the case of Shivcha Charufa? According to Rabbi Akiva, Shivcha Charufa is a Chetzi Shivcha, Chetzi Bas Chorin. Whereas according to Rabbi Yishmael, Shivcha Charufa is a Shivcha Gemura, complete Shivcha. So when we analyze the case of Charufasi Mahu, and especially when we compare it to the Sfeikos that came before that, for example, Miuchedesli Mahu, we can begin to understand Safek, that the Lishna of Charufasi Mahu is a Safek, according to Rabbi Shmuel. That makes a lot of sense, because Rabbi Shmuel says we're talking about a complete Shivcha. And what do we know about complete Shivcha? Is there Kiddushin in a Shivcha? Can a Jewish man marry a Shivcha? No, there's no Tfisus Kiddushin in a Shivcha. There's a new Parsha of Shivcha Charufa that the Torah is Machadish, that ki'ilu ishto. And if somebody has relations with this woman, then he's chayev an asham shivcha charufa. So who is this woman and to whom is she married? Again, we're going to use that term very loosely. She's a shivcha knainis, according to Rabbi Shmuel. And she's married to an Eved Ivri. And the Torah somehow recognizes that marriage. So the Gemara says in Gittin, Im lachshecha adam lomar ezu yishivcha charufa zusha chetzi yishivcha chetzia vaschorin hamurosal evit ivri alma vas isrusehi and malcha klach etzel Rabbi Shmuel Shehu Omer Shivcha Knanis Hamuroso Le'Evet Ivri. So if somebody wants to prove to you that in the case of Chetzi Shivcha Chetzi Baschorin there is Tfisas Kiddushin because of the Chetzi Baschorin Shevah, and indeed Rabbi Akiva says that a Shivcha Charufa is a Chetzi Shivcha Chetzi Baschorin Hamuroso Le'Evet Ivri. So he uses the word me'urasa, and apparently from the use of the word me'urasa we could derive that there is tfisas kedusha in a case of a chetzi baschorin. Klachuch, I'll prove it, or I'll counter argue and defend my position that there is no tfisas kedusha in a chetzi baschorin from Rabbi Shmuel. Shehu Omer, Rabbi Shmuel uses the same terminology, except that for him, who is the shivcha charuf in the parsha? B'shivcha knanis, and yet he says hamu'urasa le'evet ivri. He also utilizes the term mu'urasa. V'shivcha knanis bas isrusehi, is there erusin to a shivcha knanis? In the case of Rabbi Akiva, you could argue maybe there's tfisas kedusha because she's a chetzi baschorin. But in the case of Rabbi Shmuel, clearly there's no tfisas kedusha, and yet Rabbi Shmuel utilizes the term erusin. What do we see? What does the word erusin have to mean? It can't mean tfisas kedushin mamish. Maima ureses miyuchedes. Hachinami, here too, according to Rabbi Akiva, when Rabbi Akiva says that shivcha charufa is a chetzi shivcha chetzi baschon ha muureses li'avid ivri, muureses means miyuchedes. So this Gemara can be summarized in the following sentence. The word me'ureses means miyuchedes. Whether that is according to Rabbi Shmuel in Shivcha Charufa, whether it is according to Rabbi Akiva in Shivcha Charufa. Kuli alma lo pligi, that whatever, whoever the Shivcha Charufa is, there is something called erusin between the Eved Ivri and the Shivcha, and the Shivcha Charufa. What is that erusin? The Gemara says, identify that erusin with miyuchedes. This will explain our Gemara on Daf Vav Amud Aleph in Kiddushin. Ha'omer Charufasi, Hareat Charufasi Mai. since the word charufasi means me'ureses, but what does me'ureses mean? Me'ureses in the case of a shivcha, in the case of a shivcha rufa means what? Miuchedes. So we're back to the same suffix that we had before in miuchedes. On the one hand, it's very exciting, because then we begin to understand that the Gemara is developing a certain approach over here that's very consistent. On the other hand, it's very disconcerting, because we would like to think that even if miuchedesli is not a valid lashon of kedushin, there's some advantage to charufasi over miuchedesli. So what would be the advantage of charufasi over miuchedesli? So Rashi here in the sugya on Daf Vav Amud Aleph says that the Gemara thought that charufasi would be a valid lashon of kedushin dafka according to Rabbi Akiva. Let's read Rashi's language. He says, "Umeikara havisalke daite keman diomar begitin bechetz yeshivcha chetz yemaschor na kosim medaber deshaychiba tzad kedushin." And here we have to analyze these last few words of Rashi, deshaychiba tzad kedushin. So, at first glance, when we see this Rashi, we're reminded of the sheet of Rabbi Bar Avuna in Gitin Mem Gimel, who holds that according to Rabbi Akiva, that Shivcha Charufa is a Chetzi Baschorin, there is Tfisas Kedushin on the Chetzi Baschorin Shiva. And the Gemara explains, Lo Shir. So then one could easily say that the suffix of Charufasi Mahu really reflects the issue of whether this Tfisas Kedushin in a Chetzi Baschorin. You know, that's the way you're tempted to go. Tosus would also sort of seduce us, so to speak, in that direction, because Tosus says the Savar Dekrod Ma'ir the Chetzi Shivcha Chetzi Baschorin Hamu Ureses Levit Ivri Ukemandi Amar Be'asholeach the Kedushin Tosus. So Tosus explicitly quotes, refers to Rabbi Bar Avuna, whose opinion it is that there is Tfisas Kedushin in a chetzi baschorin, because of the half that's a baschorin.
What sheet is that? Mem Gimel.
Right? That was in last week's Marmar Koma.
Yeah.
And according to that sheet of Rabbi Bar Avuna, Tosus says we can identify charufasi as a lashon kedusha. Why? Because charufasi means that a man is Makadesh the Chetzyash Baschorin Shiva, and it's Tfisas Kedushin in the Chetzyash Baschorin Shiva. And then we would say the following, that according to Rava, who holds that there's no Tfisas Kedushin on the Chetzyash Baschorin Shiva, so what happens in Shivcha Charufa? Why does the Torah say that this, as we said, is some sort of a marriage, a quasi marriage? And at the same time, the Gemara identifies charufasi with mu'resesli, which is mu'chedesli. The answer is because the Torah created a brand new ishus. We called it a sug ishus bifnei atzma. It's a whole new qualitative entity of ishus, which is not to be identified or equated with the classical ishus between a Jewish man and a Jewish woman. It has certain elements of ishus to it. Haraya, no one's allowed to have relations with this woman. That would incur a violation of the isur and the chiyuv karban of asham shivcha charufa. And even more than that, this relationship is generated by an act of kedushin. However, it's not to be equated with full-fledged ishus. Haraya, number one, there's no chiv misa, like there would be in a normal Eishas Ish. And number two, since she's a chetzia shivcha, there's no tfisas kedushin, according to this mandioma. So it can't be classical ishus. Yet the Gemara calls it erisin. The Gemara says there is some sort of ishus here. So the conclusion that's produced, that results from this whole discussion, is that in certain situations, as rare as they are, the Torah recognizes a new quality and a new category of ishus. The Torah produces a new ishus. Where do we find in the Torah and Halacha ishus which is not classic, which is not identical with the ishus of a Jewish man with a Jewish woman? Well, first of all, we find it by a Ben Noach. A Ben Noach also has erusin with a between a non-Jew and another non-Jew, but in that case, it's not the same identical issues. It's called Be'ulas Baal. He doesn't even have Kesef Shtar Ubiya. For Gerishin, he doesn't give her a get. You know, maybe he's Porea Rosh Bashuk, but it's a marriage relationship which we could call milchedesli. A non-Jew says to a woman, you are designated for me as my wife, will you marry me? And that designation creates an issue. I mean, that issue is very severe, because if a non-Jew has, another non-Jewish man has adultery with this woman, he's chayiv misa based on the laws of Bnei Noach. Right, Bnei Noach is chayiv for six arayos, the first of which is Eishes Ish. So there is, the Torah does recognize the ishus of a Ben Noach, but it's fundamentally and essentially different than the ishus of Yisrael. Number two, we have the ishus of a Pilegesh. We found that according to the Rambam, a melech, the Yisrael, is allowed to designate a woman, a Jewish woman. He can take a Jewish woman from the bounds of Israel, designate her and be miyachid her as his wife, and the Rambam calls it a kinyan, and she's now designated for him. Again, it's not a full-fledged ishus. If somebody has relations with this woman, he's not chayav eishes ish. And in this case, there's no kesef shtar ubiya, there's no maisa kedushin. What's produced by miyuchedesli, in the case of a melech, is a kind of an ishus that allows him to have relations with her. It prohibits anyone else from having relations with her, but it's not a full-fledged ishus. Similarly, in Charufasi, in Shivcha Charufa, certainly according to Rabbi Yishmael, and even according to Rabbi Akiva, that we're talking about a Chetzi Vaschorin, if there's no Tfisus Kiddushin, according to that Mandiyom, according to Rava, then what is the nature of this Miyuchedesli that generates an Iser Bia that no one's allowed to have relations with her? And we're talking about a Chetzia Shivcha, she's at least half of a Shivcha, there's no Tfisus Kiddushin. The answer is that there's some sort of new issues in a quality in a category unto itself. The Rashba, here in our Sugya, holds that according to Rabbi Akiva, who identifies a Shivcha Charuf as a Chetzi Shivcha, Chetzi Maskorim, Harea Charufasi is Kiddushei Vadai. And that's true even according to Rava, who holds that according to Rabbi Akiva, Chetz Yeshivcha, Chetz Yebaschorim has no Tfisus Kiddush. Nevertheless, the Rashba claims that in Charufasi, Lamaskana, according to Rabbi Akiva, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, that Charufasi refers to Shivcha, Charufa refers to Chetz Yebaschorim, the Lashon of Kiddushin of Charufasi is Kiddushei Vada. Even according to Rava, who holds that there's no Tfisus Kiddushin in a Chetzia Baschorin. So we see clearly from the Rashba that Charufasi has one up on Miuchedesli. Now, we just finished saying that Shivcha Charufa, according to Rava in Rabbi Akiva, there's no Tfisus Kiddushin, then there must be some sort of an Ishus, which is not the same quality of Ishus as classic Ishus. So why is that any better than Miuchedesli? So the Rav Zichron Levracha said the following, that in Charufasi, in Shivcha Charufa, there's a Maisa Kiddushin, a regular Maisa Kiddushin Kesef Shtar Ubiya. The Ishus that's generated through that Maisa Kiddushin is not the classic Ishus, it's qualitatively different, but nevertheless, in order to produce that Ishus, you need a Maisa Kiddushin. Not so in the case of Miuchedes, and certainly not in the case of Miuedes, in the case of Amavriya, where Ma'otzer Rishonus L'Kiddushin Nitnu means that there's no Maisa Kiddushin at all. And Amiuchedesli, likewise, there's no Maisa Kiddushin of Kesef Shtarubi. You just designate the woman. In Harufasi, there is a Maisa Kiddushin of Kesef Shtarubi. And therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, since this Ishus is produced by a Maisa Kiddushin of Kesef Shtarubi, therefore, when a man says to a woman, Harufasi, even though he's borrowing an Ishus which is inferior in quality, it's not a complete Ishus, it's an incomplete Ishus, but nevertheless, since he's borrowing the Maisa Kiddushin, the language of Harufasi indicates the Maisa Kiddushin, therefore, according to the Rashba's understanding, it's Kiddushay Vadai, even though there's no Tfisis Kiddushin. So again, without the Rashba, if I only had Tosfos, I would say that Harufasi is a Vadai language of Kiddushin if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, Liva de Rav Baravuna. Namely, there is Tfisis Kiddushin on the Chetzia, Baschor, and Shabbat, and that's a full-fledged Ishus. So therefore, Harufasi Mahu is better than Miyuchedesli Mahu. Because in Miyuchedesli Mahu, you don't have a full-fledged Ishus, but in Harufasi Mahu, you do have a full-fledged Ishus. I'll call upon him on the half. That's Baschor and Shabbat, because we're holding like Rabbi Baravuna. That's the way Tosfos seems to interpret the suit. Comes out according to Tosfos, that if I hold like Rava, that there's no Tfisis Kiddushin on the Chetzia Baschor and Shabbat, then Harufasi would be a Safek. It would be a Lishna to Safek. It would be similar to the case of Miyuchedes. But the Rashba goes a step further. The Rashba would say that even if I hold like Rava, and there's no Tfisis Kiddushin in Shivcha Harufa, because she's also a Chetzia Shivcha, nevertheless, the Lashon Harufasi is a Lishna Devadai Kiddushin. Why? And that's the Rav's Hesber, that in Harufasi, at least we have a full-fledged Maisa Kiddushin. Now let's go back to Rabbi Shmuel for a minute. According to Rabbi Shmuel, who's the Shivcha Harufa? She's a Shivcha Knanis, correct? But yet the Gemara says that there's still Erisin with the Shivcha Knanis. That means an Eved Ivri has an Erisin. Again, I use that word very loosely, but I'm just borrowing it from the Gemara right now. With a Shivcha Knanis. Certainly there's no Tfisis Kiddushin with a Shivcha Knanis. And yet the Gemara, according to Rabbi Shmuel, employs the language of Erisin. And what does it mean, Erisin? The Gemara says, Miyuchedesli. So then I would say, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Miyuchedesli or Harufasi are Hainuhak. They're exactly identical. In both cases, we're talking about a new kind of Ishus of Miyuchedesli, and there's no Maisa Kiddushin in the classical sense, there's no Chalos Ishus in the classical sense. But nevertheless, the Lashon of Harufasi is a Safek to the same extent that Miyuchedesli and Miyuchedesli is a Safek. Because the Ishus of a Bas Yisrael is completely out of place over here. It's impossible. It's not Shayach because we're talking about a Shivcha Knanis. But there is an Ishus of Yichud, the likes of which we saw in the case of a Pilegesh for a Melech. What about Rashi? So let's go full swing back to Rashi. Rashi says that Mikara Havisalki Daita Kamandi Omer Begitin Bechetzia Shivcha Bechetzia Vaschor Nakosuv Medaber Deshaichi Bot Sad Kiddushin. The Rashi doesn't say the Tafsi Be Kiddushin. Rashi's language is very well chosen. The words are deliberate here. Rashi says, the Shaiti Ba Sad Kiddushin. It would seem that according to Rashi, we're not really talking about Ishus Gemura, even according to Rabbi Akiva. And Rashi, in fact, does not differentiate between Rava and Rava Baravhuna. You really get the impression that according to Rashi, even the Tfisas Kiddushin that Rabbi Barav Huna accepts does not create a real Ishus. It's not a bona fide Ishus. It's a Tzad Kiddushin. Again, I'm making a big deal here about Rashi's use of the language sad kiddushin.
But you're assuming he's going within Rav Baratuna?
Again, he doesn't specify, but you get the impression
that's
that
why I would say Davka the opposite.
That Rashi's only talking according to Rava?
Not only, even.
Oh, but wait, let's backtrack. According to Rav Baruch Huda, that there's Tfisus Kedushin in the Chetzia Baschorin Shabbat. Why does Rashi use... Oh, you mean he wants to cover his face?
Yeah, he's saying he could, like the Rashba.
I think
he's saying it could even work like Rava.
I see what you're saying. Okay. So that could be a possibility for sure. But be that as it may, because I don't think that the chakir that we want to present is necessarily dependent upon this pshat, but it could be that Rashi holds that even if you hold there is tefisas kedushin, the way Rabbi Rav Huna formulates it in a chetzi vascharin shabbat, it's not classical tefisas kedushin. Haraya, once again, the Boel is not Chabal as Eino Chayev Misa. So the fact there's no Chayev Misa, we always use that as a litmus test to demonstrate that there's no full-fledged Tfisus Kiddush. So even according to Rav Baruch Huna, I would like to suggest in Rashi, it's a Tzad Kiddushin, but it's not full-fledged Tfisus Kiddush. Now, this brings us back to HaChakira that you recall from last week. Let's go over the Chakir again. We know that there's no Chiv Misa after a man marries a Chetzi Shifcha Chetzi Vaschorin, if somebody else has relations with her, he's not Chiv Misa. And the question is, why not? And you could say in one of two ways. You could either say because half of her is not married, and that's what we call Kamus, and there's a quantitative terms, you know, just in terms of counting, you don't have a full goof of an isha that's an ishus ish, and therefore habola and a chayv misa. Or you could say, as we've been saying along now, that there's a tzad kedushin, but there's no full-fledged ishus. And then we're saying something, the echus. The fact that half of her is a shivcha, that shivchus shabbat prevents a full-fledged ishus from being chal. Okay? So we're not looking at the woman by splitting her in half and taking half her body this way, half. We're looking at the woman as a whole and asking what dinim apply to this woman. And to the same extent that she's a baschorim, she's also a shivcha. And therefore, insofar as this woman is also a shivcha, she also has the din of a shivcha, you can't possibly create issues with a woman who's at the same time being a baschorim, she's also a shivcha. So the shivchus shabbat prevents the chalos, the production of a full-fledged classic chalos ishus. Now, we would like to build on that definition as we go along in the shiur today. Meaning, if we grant that since she's a half a shivcha, therefore you can't produce a genuine, bona fide issues, a complete issues with this woman. So now let's ask the question, what happens after Shichur? When she becomes a full-fledged Baschor? Again, a man was Makadish this woman, Kesef Shtar Ubiya, when she was a Chetzia Shivcha. She had the half of Shivcha Shiva. Now he was Meshacher. So she's a full-fledged baschor. So the Gemara Gittin, does anybody happen to have the Gemara Gittin here? I'll just read the few lines here. You have one? Oh, Shkara. So the Gemara on Mem Gimel Amud Beis says the following. Itmar. Chetzia shivcha v'chetzia baschorin sheniskadshal l'ruvein v'nishtachera v'chazra v'niskadshal l'shimon. So after shichur, Shimon was makadisha. Do we recognize kiddushay Shimon? Or do we recognize kiddushay Ruvein? Rav Yosef bar Chama Omer Rav Nachman. Everyone's quoting Rav Nachman. According to Rav Yosef's version of Rav Nachman, Paku Kiddushay Rishon, with the Shichrur, the Kiddushei Ruvain are completely paka, and therefore she's now married to Shimon. Rav Zera Amar Rav Nachman, he has a different version of Rav Nachman, Gamru Kiddushei Rishon, that with Shichrur she becomes a full-fledged Eishes Ish to Ruvain, and therefore Shimon's Kiddushin is null and void. So we have here a machlokis in the Gemara. I'll leave it to Rav Nachman. Whether we say Paku Kiddushei Rishon or we say Gamru Kiddushei Rishon. And perhaps we could put this machlokis into the backdrop of our whole discussion about incomplete ishus. A man is Makadish and Isha. The half of Baschor and Shabbat lends itself to Kiddush. But because there's a half of a Shivcha Shabbat, therefore she can't receive, so to speak, the entire Talos ishus. But now there was Shichrur. So at this point, even the half that was a Shivcha is now a Baschorin. So he created an Ishus which was incomplete. It was a unique Ishus that was called, we'll call it a halfway measure. Now what happens? She's a full-fledged Baschorin. So what happens with that Ishus that's inappropriate, in a sense it's not a match, for a full-fledged Baschorin? So there are two days in the Gemara. One day it says that the old issues, since it's not relevant anymore, it can't be chal vis-a-vis a full-fledged baschorin, that issues is paka. It just dissipates. It's mashal ma'adover dover. If a Jewish man would be married to a Jewish woman and then he becomes a goy, right? So what would happen to that kedusha? I mean, it's no longer appropriate for her to have issues to a goy. So maybe the kedusha is paka. So we have such a concept of Paki Kiddushin. Or no, we could say Gavri Kiddushin. What's Gavri Kiddushin? Really, his Kiddushin before Shichrur had the potential within it inherently to expand and be a full-fledged Kiddushin. Ella what? The Chetia Shivcha Sheva blocked it from becoming a full-fledged Yishus. As soon as you remove that blockage, then the original Kiddushin now can spread out throughout her. In other words, basically Kiddushin always has the power of spreading out throughout the entire Isha. It's just that, for the meantime, in the interim, as long as she's a Chetzia Shivcha, that Kiddushin can't spread out and take over her entire being and flesh itself out as a full-fledged Ishus. But once the Shichrur, now Gavri Kiddushin, automatically she becomes a full-fledged Eishes Ish. So in other words, what I'm suggesting is that the Ishus in potential could be Chal, and will be Chal, in relationship to the measure of the woman. You know, it all depends what she measures up to. As long as she only measures up to a half of an Ishus, that's the best you can hope for. But as soon as she becomes a Bas Chorin, and now the Ishus that she measures up to is a complete Ishus, that complete Ishus expands itself and is Chal automatically. That's called Gamri. My Afkemina. So first of all, an Afkemina is whether she's married to Reuven. Because if you say Paki Kedushin, she's no longer married to Reuven. If you say Gamri Kedushin, now she's fully married to Reuven. And the second Afkemina, which is the same as the first, essentially, is whether she's married to Shimon. If you say Paki Kiddushin, then the Kiddushin of Shimon is Tofsimba. But if you say Gamri Kiddushin, then she's a full-fledged Eishes Ish, then Ein Kiddushe Shimon Tofsimba. All this is fine and well until we open up the Ram. And what we really want to do here is we want to compare two Ramas. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Dalid, Halacha Tezayin, Hamakadesh Isha, Shechetzia Shivcha Vechetzia Baschorin, Eino Mekudeshes Kiddushin Gmurim. See, again, I don't know who the Rambam is paskening like in Gittin Mem Gimel Amid Aleph, meaning Rabba Barav Huna or Rava, that I can't tell you. But I can tell you how he's paskining, who he's paskining like on them Gimel and Beis, because he says, Ad Shetishtacher. In other words, the Kiddushin are not Kiddushin Gemurim as long as she's a Chetzi Shivcha. But once there's Shichrur, and now she's not a Chetzi Shivcha anymore, now we have no problem. The Kiddushin becomes Kiddushin Gemurim. And the Rambam spells it out. He says, "Kevan shenishtachera gamru kidusheha." Again, I emphasize those two words, "gamru kidusheha." And then the Rambam has three very strange words: "kikidushe ktana shegadla." Okay, we'll come back to that in just a minute. "V'eino tzarch lekatcha kidushin acherim." So, who is the Rambam paskining like? Gamru. I mean, he says it explicitly. He says, "Kevin Shech Shachar Gavru Kiddushel V'Eino Tzarech LeKadsha Kiddushin Acher." But then the Rambam really throws this for a loop. Ba Acher V'Kidsha Acher Shenishtachara. Now the Gemara just said that if you hold Gavru, what's going to happen with Shimon, with Shimon's Kiddushin? It's null and void, correct? Because you say Gavru. So the Rambam says, Ba Acher V'Kidsha Acher Shenishtachara. Hareza Safek Kiddushin L'Shneya. Rebbeinu Shalom, I don't get it. He doesn't say some sort of rabbinic takana over here, you know, gzera. He says Safek Kiddushin L'Shneya. How can it be Safek Kiddushin L'Shneya if the Rambam is paskening Gavru Kiddushel? And the Rambam says Eino Tzar Kiddushin Acherim L'Achash and Ishtachar. So what's the Kiddushin L'Shneya? Now, I just want to point out to you for your own vikiyus, I mean, we're not going to get into it now, this is a sugya unto itself, that the Rambam later on in Perek Zion Mihilchus Ishus, Halacha Yud Beis, has a similar language, Harezu Mekudeshes Misafek Lishneha. The case over there, again, of Kedushay Safek Lishneham, is a case of Me'achshav Liachar Lamed, which this is sugya in the second parak. So a man says to a woman, "I ran Mekudeshli Me'achshav Liachar Lamed," and in the middle, before you get to Lamed Yom, Ba'achar V'Kidsha B'Tov Shloshim Yom. So in a sense, the Kiddushin wasn't Chal for the first guy, for Reuven, until the end of the 30 days. So Shimon therefore could be Mekadisha. But on the other hand, after you get to day 30, then Lamafreya, she's Mekudeshes to Reuven, so how could she be Mekudeshes to Shimon? And she's Mekudeshes to Reuven Lemafreya because Reuven said Me'achshav L'Liachar Lamed. So the Rambam says, Hareinu Zeh Mekudeshes Misafek L'Shneya. And Tosis proves, this is in Kiddushin Daf Samach, and you'll see his proof, that in this case, each one has Kiddushei Vadai. But the Rambam writes, Hareinu Zeh Mekudeshes Misafek L'Shneya. And again, the same language the Rambam has over here, we come back to our Rambam in Perek Dalim Milchus Ishus, where the Rambam says, Bo'achar v'kitcha li'achar shenishtachar reizu sofek kiddushin l'shneyat. So there's a fascinating halacha here of kiddushin vade to two people. Now, how could a woman be married to two men? I mean, Isha lebeitrei lo chazi. There's no such thing as a woman being married to two people with Isha's gemura. So there's a very strange halacha going on over here. That with regard to each makadesh, she's married b'kedushei vadai. In other words, if you isolate Reuven or you isolate Shimon, each one produced a valid kiddushin. But since the Isha herself can't be married to both of them, that creates a suffix. In other words, the suffix here is not with regard to Reuven's kiddushin in and of itself, or Shimon's kiddushin in and of itself. Those are kiddushin vadai. The suffix here is the sum total of her situation vis-a-vis both makachin. You cannot say, it's impossible, to maintain that she's Mekudeshes Vadei to both of them. A woman can't be Mekudeshes to two men. So therefore the halacha creates a suffix. Besafik means that when I look at her status and I ask you to whom is she married, because she could only be married to one of them, the answer is that's called a Safik. But in truth, each Kiddushin unto itself is Kiddushin Vada. And that's a mind-boggling concept. The Rav used to always tell us in the name of Fader that you have such a concept by Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golus. I mean, I'm not going to compare. You know, after Kiddush Al-Pi Cheshbin, you know, so we no longer have Kiddush Al-Pi Re'iyah, we know that the first day is Rosh Chodesh, and yet we maintain the Sveika Diyoma Halacha of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golus. But so Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golus is no longer a Safek Yom Tov. It now becomes a Vada Yom Tov, Midin D'Rabbanan. As the Rabbanan, the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchus Yom Tov, that Bizman HaZeh, Yom Tov Sheni is a Takana. Some people misunderstand it. They say Minag Avosein V'Yodeinu means it's only a Minag, and it's only a Safek. That's not true. It's a Vada. But it's a Vada D'Rabbanan. No, it's the Rabbanan with Misakin Yom Tov Sheni. What happens when we take the 2 days of Yom Tov together? As we know, each one is a day of Yom Tov Bevadai. The first one is Doraisa, and the second one is Drabbanan. But when we take them together, and we know that we can't combine both days and say both days are Vada Yom Tov, that's ridiculous. So what do we say? We say it's a Safek. For example, you have a Lach of Noldo Bezeh, Muteris Bezeh, or if you didn't make an Erev, you know, you can make a Mimon of Shaf. So you play out all the Dinim of Sveikis. But that's only when you take the 2 days together as an entity, you know, a 48-hour period, and you want to figure out, you know, which day is the real Yom Tov. So then you can say each one is a Safek. But each day unto itself, independent of the other, is a Vada Yom Tov. The first day Midoraisa, and the second day Midrabbanan. In any event, getting back to our case, I don't want to get off on a tangent. So what do we have over here? Since she's married to both of them, both Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven's Kiddushin are Kiddushin Vadai, and Shimon's Kiddushin are Kiddushin Vadai, and somehow the Halacha created this freak entity of a woman having two Makachim, each Makadesh implemented a full-fledged Vadai Maisa Kiddushin, but she can't be married to both of them. So that creates a Safek Mikudeshes Lishne.
Why isn't she more Mikudeshet to Reuven in that case? Once she's shichra, I thought the Rambam says that it's gomer.
Okay. So that we didn't get to yet. But I'm just saying, if you take the paradigm of the Rambam Perek Zayin, she's mekudeshes to Shimon because the kedushin to Reuven is not chal yet. It's not, you haven't gotten to shloshim yom. Do you follow what I'm saying? No one has a superior position over here. Here we have to really rack our brains and figure out how the Rambam could possibly recognize the kedushin to Shimon when the Rambam says gomer kedushe rishon. Now, I was thinking to myself the following. I was thinking of a beautiful piece of lumps over here. Let's say that the Rambam holds, in the case of Nishtakrara, that since Reuven's Kiddushin could Bishaito, right before the Shikru, when she was still a Chetzi Shivka, did that Kiddushin have the power to create a Chiyuv Misa for the Boel? Obviously not. Because she's a Chetzi Shivka. So I was thinking that maybe the Rambam holds that after Shichrur, Enochinami, she now becomes a full-fledged Eishes Ish. But why is there a room for Tfisa's Kiddush that Shimon could be Makadisha? Because Reuven's Kiddushin couldn't produce a Chiv Misa. Because at the time that he was Makadisha, she was a Chetz Yeshivcha. Sabaleh be Asham Shivcha, but he's not Chiv Misa. So Mitzad, the Kiddushin of Reuven, that act of Kiddushin did not have the potential to create a Chiv Misa. So even though with Shichur she becomes a full-fledged Eishes Ish, that's called Gavru Kiddushel, but nevertheless there would be no Chiv Misa. So if Shimon or anybody would be Bala, he wouldn't be Chiv Misa, even though she's a full-fledged Eishes Ish. And that's what the Rama means, that in Bala Levi Kitchach Shtachar Eizah Sofi Kiddush L'Shem, that Shimon's Kiddush could be valid because there's no Chiv Eishes Ish for the Be'ilah. In other words, why is Eitzvi...
And there never will be a Chiv Eishes Ish for the bila?
No. Now Shimon can be mekadesh after shichur. So if somebody will be bole after Shimon, then he's chayav
misa. No, I'm saying to Reuven. Reuven, there never will be a chayav
unless he's chozer mekadesh. But I'm saying as long as he has
right, lying there, he's relying on that
on the original kiddushin.
It's like Rav Moshe by Silver.
Right. So I thought that was a very good pshat, but there was somebody who didn't like that pshat. You know who didn't like that pshat? The Rambam didn't like it. It's absolutely wrong what I told you. The Rambam, and here's where you have to open up Hilchos Isurei Bina. The Rambam says Beferish. Mamish goes out of his way to point this out. This is Hilchos Isurei Bina, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Dalet, Halacha Tezva. Excuse me, Halacha Yud Gimel. Shivcha Charufa Amur B'Tori Chetzia. Shivcha chetzi vascharen umukudeshes levin ivri shenemar lo yumsu ki lochu pasa hoyem nishtachra kula chayovin oleha visas bezdin. The Rambam doesn't say he has to go back and marry her again. The Rambam here is referring back to the Rambam in Ilchus Ishus, right, because Noshim comes before Kedusha. As he says, Kvosh and Biyarn of Ilchus Ishus, the Rambam says, Im Nishtachra Kula Chayovin Olea Mises Bezdin. Not the way Berzon wanted to say it. That since the original Kedusha took place at a time when she was a Chetzi Shivcha, that Maisa Kedusha could never ever generate a Chayiv Misa. Fracious Ish. That's not so, says the Rambam. Chayovin Olea Mises Bezdin. Shaharete Asa Ish Ashes Ish Gmura. The Rambam refers you back to what he said at Ilchus Ishus, namely Gamru Hakidushin. And the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Tezayin, Gamru Hakidushin. Gamru Kidushin means it's a full fledged Ishus with a Chiyuv Mises Bezdin. No, but take this Rambam and go back to Ilchus Ishus and tell me why Shimon has the ability to be a Kadisha. How could there be even a Safi Kiddushin to Shimon, which we said really is a Vada Kiddushin? It just simply doesn't make any sense. That's the first question that we have to ask on the Rambam in Perek Dalet in Ilchus Ishus. The second question is, what's the Rambam's equation to Kiddushei Ketana? In Kiddushei Ketana, the halacha is that after she becomes a Gedola, so what's the status? As long as she was a ketana, her kedushin is only derabbana, right? That's called kedushin miyun. Miyun means she just tells him, "I had it with you," and she walks out. There's no get or anything. No, but I'm saying before she becomes a gadol. Did I make that
by the brother?
By brother, by mother.
No, but by father. Meaning
no. Father's kedushin torah. But I'm talking about kedushin derabbana, kedushin miyun, either by the mother or by the brother. Right, so that's called Kedushei Miyun. What happens in the case of Kedushei Miyun after she becomes a Gedola? So the Rambam says, here's a perfect example of Gomru Kedushel. Now she becomes a full-fledged Ashes Ish. She's no longer a Ketana, she's a Bogeres. And therefore, Gomru Kedushel. But that's impossible. Because what happens in Kedushei Ketana? What happens to on her birthday? She becomes 12 in one day. So now she becomes a full-fledged Ish. That's not how it works. He has to be misyachid with her. If he's misyachid with her after she got law, then we apply the principle of heinei yichud, heinei rebiya. Because the Gemara says in a number of places, adam yodeh shein kedusha ketana klu, the gomar, the ubal shein kedusha. Here in the Rambam, we're talking about a case of a man who's married to a chetzia shivcha, and after she's a shichra, the Rambam says automatically, he doesn't have to be Makadisha, Gavru Kiddushel. What does the Rambam want here from Kiddushei Ketana? Again, I repeat the question quickly. Kiddushei Ketana is such that nothing happens when she becomes a Gedola, except for the fact that if the husband now has Bia with her, and Yichud is enough, then through the Bia, he's Makadisha with Kiddushei Bia, and now she becomes it. But there's no din of Gavru Kiddushel that all of a sudden she reaches the bat mitzvah and she becomes a Bogeres, 12 and a half, and boom, poof, she becomes an Ashes Ish Gevura. So the Rav said something very fascinating. This really can expand your mind in Hilchos Ishus. The Rav asked the following question. isn't it odd that the Rabbanon recognize Kiddushei Ketana? I'm not talking about Miyavi, right? Kiddushei Ketana. And yet they allow for Miyun. Because you have here a case of Kiddushin Rabbanon, and they allow for Miyun. So the Rabbi asks a simple question. And what about other Kiddushin Rabbanon? I mean, this is not the only case of Kiddushin Rabbanon. For example, you have something called a get puzzle. What's a get puzzle? We once discussed this. That there are Rabbanon puzzle to get. Midrash of the get is kosher. Right? If it's get batel, batel means midrash, it's worthless. But if the get is puzzle, midrabbanon, so she needs another get, meaning she's still married. No. Why shouldn't miyun work? We don't find that miyun works here, even though midrash she's not married anymore. Or, for example, there's a famous case of cheresh shenasa chereshes. And that's kedushi derabbanon. So the Rambam says that cheresh shenasa chereshes, there's no miyun. Okay, let me read to you. No, got the wrong chelik. I'll read to you the Rambam in Hilchos Geirushin. This is in Perek Yud Aleph. The Rambam says, Hanosei ketana yisoma v'lo rotzas v'bal. She no longer wants to be married to him. Harezu mima enes v'olechas. And then the Rambam goes on, he says, Hachereshes afal pishi nesumi divrei sofrim ki nesuei ketana. Lo titnulam miyun. She doesn't have kedusha miyun. So you see very clearly that it's not true that every time the Rabbanon recognize a marriage, that miyun is sufficient and you don't need a get. Hello, what the Rav said, that kedusha miyun in the case of ketana is not because it's kedusha the Rabbanon. The miyun is a result of the fact that it's kedusha ketana. Now there are two types of kedusha the Rabbanons. There's one classification of Kiddushin Derabbanon where the Rabbanon recognized that marriage. And therefore the only way of getting out of that marriage, of terminating it, is through a get. And then there's another kind of Kiddushin Derabbanon which is called Kiddushin Ketana. It's a separate entity. It's a category unto itself. And the Nafkamina is that it has miyun. And look how the Rambam defines miyun. This is Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Dalet of Hilchos Geirushin. The Rambam says, V'ad Masai Habas Memayenes calls Machi Ketana. Ad shetia nara, or ad shi voda shi islandis. So, what happens when a ketana who had kedusha ketana, which is called kedusha miyun, becomes a bogeris? Is there a possibility of miyun? The Rambam is not talking about boaleha. The Rambam says ad emasai memayenes voleches until she becomes a bogeris or an islandis. But from then on, there's no such thing as miyun. You see from the Rambam that there's a halacha of gamru kiddusheha even with regard to kiddushei ketana, not just with regard to a chetzia shivcha who after shichur, but in the case of kiddushei ketana there's a halacha of gamru kiddusheha, meaning this entity which Rabbanan created called kiddushei ketana can no longer exist if she's not a ketana. So now her kiddushin emerge or develop and become a full-fledged Kiddushi Derabbana. After he's Baal, the same Kiddushi, then they become Kiddushi Torah. But in that interim period, between the day that she became a Bogeris and the day in which he was Baal, the same Kiddushi, in betwixt, she now enters into a new state of Ishus. Namely what? Kiddushi Derabbana. Like any Kiddushi Derabbana. And an afkamina is that miyun is no longer appropriate. It's no longer meaningful. She'll need a get. Albeit there are baran, but she'll need a get. So there's a beautiful comparison here in the Rambam now between nishtachara, the gamru kiddushah, and kiddushah ketana, where also we apply the rule of gamru kiddushah. So that much we can understand. However, we're still not out in the clear. We still have to understand how, according to the Rambam, you could say Gamru Kiddusheha in the case of Nishtakara, and yet the Rambam will recognize the Kiddushin of Shimon. How can you say Gamru Kiddusheha and yet Kiddushay Shimon are Chal? Albeit, as we said before, when we take the two kiddushins together, then we're going to have to create a suffix out of it. But let's just think about chetzi shivcha, chetzi baschol. Let's present the following thesis. That a chetzi shivcha, chetzi baschorin does not have kiddushin gemur. Even according to the Man Yomar, who says Yesh Bo Tfisas Kiddushin, Rabba Bar Rav Huna, that's not Kiddushin Gemur. For sure, it's not Kiddushin Gemur. And the Habal Leha, as we said many times, is only Chaya of a Karban. Why? Why is it that there's no Kiddushin Gemurim in a Chetzia Baschorin? So the truth of the matter is there are two different issues that have to be mentioned here. We have to focus on two different issues. First of all, the fact that only half of her can be married. The other half cannot be married. So therefore, they can't be Kiddushin Gemurin on the other half, as we said, Bekamos. But then there's another issue over here. That she is, at the same time, as she's a baschorin, she's also a shivcha. And there's no tfisis kiddushin in a shivcha. You cannot create kiddushin in a shivcha. So what we have here is a conflict between the fact that she's a shivcha and the fact that she's a baschorin. Forget about the fact that only half of her is a baschorin, and therefore the kiddushin can't be kiddushin gemurin. That certainly is an important point. You know, she can only have a full-fledged kedushin according to Rabbi Bar Rav Huna on half of her. That's one point, and that's a very important point. But even beyond that, even with regard to the chatzi baschorin shiva, we have a problem of ein kedushin tofsin b'shivcha, because the fact that she's a shivcha somehow rejects or repels the tefisas kedushin.
She only becomes Jewish when.
After she's free, after shichur.
She's not half Jewish.
When? After shichur or before shichur?
When she's half,
so she's obligated in mitzvahs because of the half of her that's a baschor.
So why aren't both these problems the same problem, really? The fact that she's half and the fact that she's also a shichur goes hand in hand.
Again, they're both the same problem. I don't understand what A and B is now. If you could.
A is that she's not free, and B is that she's a shivcha. It's the same half of her.
Let me say it over one more time, Tzvi, and then you'll see if you cap what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, why is it that there's no full fledged tefisas kiddushin gemurin as long as she's a chetzi shivcha? So I could say it in two ways, and there's no contradiction. They're both correct. A, I can say because half of her is a shivcha. So the maximum tefisas kiddushin you can have is on half of her. So you can't have kiddushin gemurin on all of her because half of her is a shivcha. That's clear. But I can even say beyond that. Even with regard to half of her, let's look at her as a whole and define her status. At the same time that she's a baschorin, she's also shivcha. Her being a shivcha rejects and repels tefisas kiddushin. Okay? We'll try to develop this. What happens after shichur? So the Rambam paskins gamri kiddushin, correct? What does gamri kiddushin mean? Does it mean that both problems are resolved, meaning that now the tefisas kiddushin could be even on the other half of her, the shivcha half? And number two, it means she's no longer shivcha. So therefore the shivchus no longer stands and plays the role as a repulsion, as an anti-magnetic force to reject issues. So you could say the following. That gamru kiddushiha means the following. She's no longer shivcha. So any problem that you had in having a full-fledged tefisas kiddushin is removed because she's no longer shivcha. So now, mitzad tfisas kiddushin, if she's not a shichra, she could be tfisas kiddushin legamre. That's called gomer. She now becomes kiddushin gemur. She has ishus gemur. But there was another problem. What was the other problem? that he was only able to be Makadosh half of her. And therefore the Ishus was only chal on half of her. How do you now transfer that Ishus over to the other half of her? For that you need a new Isa Kiddushin. And that he didn't do. In other words, the chisar of Chatzi Isha, that only half of her is married, still remains in force even after the Shichur. The Shichur could only remove the problem of her Shivchus. The fact that she has, her entity is that of a Shivcha, she has a Din Shivcha, therefore there cannot be Tfisas Kiddushin, that we can completely remove. So on one level, she now has a full-fledged Tfisas Kiddushin. That's called Gamru Kiddushel. Says the Rama, Ba'aleha, if somebody has relations with her, since now there's no Shivchus to prevent the issues, therefore he's Chayav Misa. However, says the Rambam, there's still room for someone else to be Mekadosh. Why? Because in terms of her body, so to speak, meaning her entity in the sense of Kamus, the fact that there was Shichrur cannot remove the other problem that half of her didn't lend itself to the original Kedushin. So the original Kedushin only had the power to create Ishus on half of her. What happens after Shichrur? Should we say that now the Kedushin is automatically mispashed on the other half? Well, the Gemara says on Daf Zayin, we didn't get to it yet, that we don't paskin mispashtu Kedushin. That's a Kodshim halacha. In Kodshim, we paskin mispashtu. So if you makadish, if you makdish half an animal, the other half becomes Kodesh. But in Ishus, we don't say such a thing. So if the Ishus could only be chal in Chetzia as far as the first makadish is concerned, therefore, Shimon could come along, a second makadish, and makadish the other half. It's therefore she has Kedushin, Tofsin, even to Shimon. No, see, you'll ask me, but Gomru Kiddushel? Yeah, Gomru Kiddushel. Gomru Kiddushel means that we remove the problem of Shivchus. Shivchus is, in a sense, a psul. You know, it's a negative force that prevents Tfisas Kiddushin. So that we remove. So now the Tfisas Kiddushin of Ruvain is a complete Tfisas Kiddushin. And therefore, Baal Leha, Chayv Misa. But we never resolve through Shichur the problem of the other half of her. Her other chetzia still remains Eina Mekudeshes. Because as far as the Kedushin of Reuben is concerned, he was only Mekadosh half of her. He couldn't be Mekadosh all of her. Okay, we'll stop here.